Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Rockridge FFA, they have a proud and long tradition. It continues in 2020. We're going to talk about supervised agricultural experience, and we have two kids that are moving on to the state level in that. They were at the district competition last week in Geneseo. We have Ryan Parchert on the line. He's a junior, and Carter Gawley. Ryan Parchert, he advanced in swine placement. Carter Gawley advancing in environmental science and natural resources. All right, let's first start with Ryan Parchert. Tell us a little bit about your swine placement project.
Well, really, my swine production placement project is a little show pig operation that I have with my family that I've had in my family since I was about 5 years old. I work for my father, and we just run through our little show pig operation as we breed and farrow our sows and former show pigs and grow them throughout their finisher. And then we show the keeper pigs during our county fairs, and we cull the pigs to Weichmann's that aren't keepers. And then we just keep doing that process year after year.
So tell us about the interview process then in this SAE competition at the district level. When you got done and walked out of the room, did you say, man, I think I knocked this one out of the ballpark. I think I got a chance to go down to the University of Illinois in March.
I mean, there's always that little tinge of hope that everyone has. I mean, when you get through an interview like that and you feel like you nail every question, there's always going to be that air of confidence with you. I mean, I felt really good coming out of my interview. I understood almost every single question they asked me. I answered to the best of my abilities. I felt really confident coming out of that interview.
Yeah, and so now you head down to the University of Illinois. I think it's March the 21st. So a little bit about, you know, going from the district competition to the state competition now where you try to win at the state level. What's the difference really between district and state level? Do you know what the judges are really looking for when you go down to state?
I feel like it's just going to be a more in-depth look at my book. I mean, I really got to screw my head on, make sure I got every single aspect of that book memorized inside and out, have an answer for every possible question they can ask me. I mean, it's just going to be a step higher in the district competition. You're always going to have those tough questions, and you're always going to have to find those tough answers. And I feel like mostly all I got to do is just figure out what I need to do, put in new pitchers, get everything aligned so it looks good to the judges and it sounds good coming from me.
Yeah, amen. That sounds great. And again, heading down to the state competition, March the 21st in Champaign at the University of Illinois. So we transition from Ryan Parchert, who's a junior, to Carter Gawley, who is a senior. So you tell us, Carter, a little bit about your project in environmental science and natural resources. What's involved there?
My book covers my father's business, Gawley Excavating. I've worked under my dad since I was old enough to get out on the job site, and mainly covers my hours and the involvement that I have within the business.
And a little bit about your interaction then with the judges on March 4th at the district competition in Geneseo. How did you feel during the questioning and when you walked out of that room?
I came out of that room just feeling as comfortable as I could. I went in with a little bit of nerves, and throughout the interview, it just seemed to get easier. The answers just came to me, and I didn't struggle with anything throughout, and as soon as I came out, I was pretty confident that it was me that was going to be walking away going to state.
Yeah, that's great. And so, you know, Ryan just mentioned, is it you're looking at it too as the expectation then when you go down to the state judges in Champaign? I mean, you just really think it's just a more in-depth look at what you're doing?
Yeah. Starting out at section, they kind of just look at your book and look at your numbers. But as you advance through from section to districts to state, they start to ask you more difficult questions and make sure that you yourself know your book from the inside and out. I mean, it's more questions just making sure that everything you put into that book was actually true.
All right. So, you know, the great thing, and Ryan talked about it, and here you're talking about it, that, you know, they call it's an easy acronym to say SAE. and it's a supervised agricultural experience. But what's neat about it, and maybe you can talk to this, or even Ryan can add to this, is it's real life, is what I say. I mean, this is what the real world is all about. I mean, this is what happens in the working world. Can both of you guys kind of speak to that?
Yeah, I mean, for some people, they just go over just a fun project and they record everything about it. But for somebody like Ryan and I, it's a real job. It's something that we dedicate all of our time to. And it's what gives us the money that we have to go make our own purchases and start our own lives. Just coming out of high school, unlike other people who finish high school and still don't have these necessities and jobs that we do.
Yeah, like Carter said, I mean, it just gives us real world experience. I mean, lots of these kids are going out having a good time all the time, and we got a lot of time spent putting these projects, and it really gives us that open hand look, here's what it's going to be like when you get out of college experience. And it really teaches us a lot about saving money, keeping track of expenses, and making sure everything's taken care of.
All right, and as we wrap up, can you just speak, both of you guys, to the pride and the tradition of the Rock Ridge FFA chapter, and really what has went on here, and as we mentioned, all the names in the past, and, you know, kids like you keeping that tradition going. What about that?
I mean, Mr. Hyatt's done a terrific job over his time here, and it's really sad that this is his last year, and we both knew that we wanted him to go with a bang, so we tried our hardest to get to the state competition, and we're so glad we got here for us. He's done so much for each and every one of us, and he's taught us more about jobs and working hard than lots of people in our lives, and he just means a lot to us, and he's really been a big part of our tradition here.
What about that, Carter?
I mean, Ryan said it pretty well. Mr. Hyatt, he was ready. He was begging us to just give it our all, but all props to him. He aligned our mock interviews for this and made sure he spent countless hours going over our books, just helping us be the best that we could be. And that goes for anything that we do here at Rock Ridge.
All right, that's awesome. And again, congratulations to Ryan Parchard and Carter Gawley. They're moving on to state with their SAEs, that Supervised Agricultural Experience, within FFA. And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.